Let us start with a word of prayer. Father, thank you. Thank you for beautiful morning. Although raining, but we're happy because you give us good strength. Welcome to the church and start our day with morning prayer. We pray that your word speak to us, Father, and we really know your wisdom in our life. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, yesterday I start my new age. I mean, on Monday I finished 49, and then yesterday is my new day, starting journey to 50. Two days ago. So when I start my new day in 49, I'm thinking, God, what part of the Bible that you want me to know? At the same time, I also prepare myself for EMP. And then suddenly come out the word wisdom. Oh yeah, wisdom. What kind of wisdom? Wisdom, something that you give me so I will know about the future. So I come out with the book of Daniel. Usually, when I was young, but still young, I love to read Daniel chapter 1. But now, not Daniel chapter 1. I fail for Daniel chapter 1. Because when I read Daniel chapter 1, Daniel and his friend, they all eat only vegetable. But in Hong Kong, I didn't do the same thing with Daniel and friend. No wonder when Daniel sent to the cave of lion, the lion didn't touch Daniel because no meat in his body. Everything bone, but different. When I send to the cave of lion, maybe lion say, thanks God, it is a feast for us. Daniel chapter 1. Then I read Daniel chapter 2. Then I say, this what I wanted. This what I want to know. This part is something that I want to walk with, to know your secret. That's why I want to say to you what I have got, get from God, from the book Daniel chapter 2. Let's open Daniel chapter 2. This chapter is quite long, so I will divide it. This chapter become 3 messages. Today, next week, and another week. So a kind of series from Daniel chapter 2. This is the opening. Now in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar has dream, and his spirit was troubled in his sleep, left him. Then the king gave orders to call in the magician, the conjurer, the sorcerer, and the Chaldeans to tell the king in his dream. So they came in and stood before the king. The king said to them, I had a dream, and my spirit is anxious to understand the dream. Then the Chaldeans spoke to the king in Aramaic, O king, live forever. Tell the dream to your servant, and we will declare the interpretation. The king replied to Chaldean, the command from me is firm. If you do not make known to me the dream and its interpretation, you will be torn limb from limb, and your house will be made a rubbish heap. But if you declare the dream and its interpretation, you will receive from me gift and reward and great honor. Therefore declare to me the dream and its interpretation. They answer a second time, and said, "Let the king tell the dream to his servant. We will declare the interpretation." The king replied, "I know for certain that you are bargaining for time. In much as you have seen that the command from me is firm, that if you do not make the dream known to me, there is only one declare for you, for you have agreed together to speak lying and corrupt words before me until the situation is changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, that I may know that you can declare to me its interpretation." We stop from this. So, for the beginning, we know that Daniel and friend come from Jerusalem, and then they were exiled to Babylonia. And then Babel kingdom choose smart guy to continue to train them so that this smart guy can reign Jerusalem under Babylonia authority. It is easy to say why they choose young men, because for them, easy to change young men rather than old men. That's why Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was sent to the special school so that they know the custom, they know the law, and they know the culture of Babylonia. Now it's happened the second year. Nebuchadnezzar has a dream. So what kind of this guy? He has dream, and he want to know the meaning of the dream. And then he call a smart guy come to him. But he said, "I have a dream. You need to tell me what's the meaning of my dream. But I don't want to tell you my dream." That's the problem. Yeah, I don't want to know my dream. Brothers and sisters, even we have close friend, we didn't know what is inside in our close friend. No wonder sometimes when we want to treat him or her to have a lunch, we need to ask them, "What kind of food do you want to eat?" Close friend, we still to ask. How about if your friend said, "Guess what kind of food I want to eat?" It's very difficult to answer this question. More difficult when your spouse or your husband or your wife let me know what kind of birthday gift that you want to give me to me. Easy for me. If someone asks me, "What kind of gift you want to..." "Oh yeah, just give me money, then I buy by myself. Then after that, I show it to you." It's very difficult to guess. Now it is a dream. And sometimes when we have a dream, we forget half. When we wake up, "Oh yeah, what kind of dream?" We forget. Now the person want other person know about his dream. So I say, this is impossible. This is impossible. But brothers and sisters, Daniel, we see verse 16. So Daniel went in and request of the king that he would give him time in order that he might declare to be the interpretation to the king. Daniel stood up and then said, wait. Give me time. Then I will give you interpretation. Brothers and sisters, when we know this guy, then we might say, "Oh, foolish man, try to make a trouble for himself. Let him die. Let him die." Daniel want to do mission impossible. And he said, "Oh yeah, give me time." Daniel stand up. to save the environment. Because if no one tell the interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream, then everybody will die. Daniel stood up. Brothers and sisters, today God called us like a Daniel to give the answer for our environment. Yeah. Many people discuss about the answer. But who said, "Here I am, God. I want to be part of your answer for my environment." When we say it like this, then I can let you know that you are ready to sacrifice yourself. Without sacrificing, we cannot be part of God's answer for our environment. This is the first lesson that we learn from Daniel. The second, then Daniel went to his house and informed his friend Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah about the matter, and they might request compassion from the God of heaven concerning this mystery. Daniel tell his three friends. That mean, brothers and sisters, Daniel have a group, sharing group. We cannot solve world problem by ourselves. We need partner. Yeah, we need partner. Go back to our church. We have Sunday worship. We have house church. Yeah. Some people, when they come to the house church, they just want to receive. No wonder when they didn't get something from the house church. Easily for them to say to the leader, "Oh yeah, God tell me, using the word of God, that I need to move to other house church." So terrible, brothers and sisters. Yeah. Every house church, same, part of the family. Yeah. When we go to one house church, that means God want us to give contribution. Daniel have house church and three members, four with him. The friend mean names Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And they come and they pray together. Brothers and sisters, it is important to have peer partner, to have a group of prayer. Yeah? A group that can encourage each other. Peacean remind me that as a pastor, our philosophy about ministry like a cross, yeah, going up, we need to have a mentor. Direct mentor come to God from God, and then worldly mentor like your senior pastor or someone that you know you more, and then go to right and left is a partner, and then going down is your church member. I need a pastor. I need a group that support me. Yeah. If God call you to give and become a part of the answer for the world, you need to have a prayer group similar like Daniel. This is the second point. The third point, the Bible told us on verse 18, request compassion from the God of heaven concerning this mystery. Brothers and sisters, request God of heaven. This is the basic faith of our life. God is the source of the answer. Yeah. Whenever we have problem, come to God. Sometimes people want to know, "Hey, how we know that God already answered?" Yeah. Simple sign. When you have peace in your heart, then go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. Two young guys come to you. which one from God. Yeah. When you have peace, then go ahead. Don't see this young guy come with BMW and this guy come with using tramway. Tang, 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 tang. This guy work in central area. This guy work in Song Shui area. Yeah. This guy, blah, 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 blah. That's worldly. Yeah. I let you know, yeah. When I come approach my wife, I didn't come using luxury car. I come with bajaj. You know, in India, there is a small car, three-person car, and then the sound is very noisy. Yeah. So when the driver start the machine, and you can hear the machine's sound about 50 meters. So once my wife hear this sound, and she will know, oh, my darling is coming to pick up me. Yeah. So I didn't bring luxury car. Yeah. But she pray. No wonder she get me. Yeah. And then this month, we wait for 10 more days. We run for 23 years. So go back to verse 18. Petition, come to God. God, give me the answer. God, give me the answer. And the most important, on verse 19. Then the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. In a night vision. I wonder why the writer write in a night vision. What are you doing in the night time? I was sleeping. Yeah, I was sleeping. And then Daniel get a vision in the night time. That mean, brothers and sisters, Daniel pray in night time. Yeah. If you really want to get the answer from God, then you need to ask God day and night. I didn't show up on Sunday worship, but I asked my son and daughter, hey, let me know what is the message from Bob Solji about pray, persistent pray. And then Daniel get the answer in the night time. Brothers and sisters, the last day from my 49 years old, God give me one verse. Let's open Psalm 119. My eyes anticipate the night watches that I may meditate on your word. Yeah. So I feel that this verse really spoke to me, because 3 days ago I get this verse. My eyes anticipate the night watches that I may meditate your word. Day and night, ask God. And finally, brothers and sisters, Daniel got the answer. I don't know what is your problem. Yeah. Maybe you're searching an answer for your problem. But according Daniel experience, day and night, he searched the answer. And finally, God revealed a vision for him. Now it is the time for Daniel to answer and to give some interpretation for Nebuchadnezzar. But he did one thing is very important. Before he give the answer, verse 20 to 24. Let's go back to Daniel chapter 2, Daniel said, "Let the name of God be blessed forever and ever, for wisdom and power belong to him. It is he who changed the time and the epoch. He removes kings and establishes kings. He gives wisdom to wise men and knowledge to men of understanding. It is he who reveals the profound and hiding thing. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. To you, O my God of fathers, I give thanks and praise, for you have given me wisdom and power. Even now, you have made known to me what we request of you, for you have made known to us the king's matter." Brothers and sisters, before Daniel give the answer, Daniel give praise to God. Every sentence come from his mouth is about God, is about God, is about God. So this is very, very good example for us. Every answer that we will speak out not only come from God, but must about God. And finally, Daniel give the interpretation for the king. What is his answer? We continue next week. Yeah. So next week you guys must come again, to continue to get the answer. For the beginning, we learn that God is the answer for our problem, for nation problem. Yeah. We humble ourselves, we seek the answer. Daniel keep watching day and night. Finally, he got the answer in the night time. Don't give up. God already gave the answer. He wants us to serve that answer day and night. God bless you. Thank you. Then Daniel went to his house and informed his friend Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah about the matter. This morning, after we spend our time with God, in few minutes, I want you to find Hananiah, Azariah in this room. And then let's pray in a group. Yeah. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Let's make a group with 4 persons. And Iling, can you turn on the music so that Ernie can pray together? Yeah. Let's find your Azariah, Hananiah, Mishael in 4.